It's December 3rd.
starting off real good.
It's November 30th, 2023, and how much can a bowl of Ross...
A bowl of Ross from Friends.
I'm six step more. I give up. I don't care.
And no, I'm Nick Sees, and this is Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast where we don't talk about Dota 2 on a podcast. What if we became a Friends podcast? That's a popular thing, right? Friends. People like the show Friends that I haven't
seen.
So
no one told you drinks were gonna taste this way.
Six,
I did the clap. I don't know if it came through.
No, I didn't. I didn't get the clap. I'm sorry.
Well, the listener will. That's fine.
I was I Googled Bottle Crow to see which, to corroborate your opinion that this was episode 182, and that is in fact the case according to scanlinemedia.com. And I see that you on your other podcast have been doing a Porsche double feature in Mechanista in G.
That's true. We talked about the Porsche.
Wow. You discussed a lot of the Porsches. Oh, I see. Because you saw a Porsche SUV. Yeah. Yeah.
No, the Porsche SUV actually happened after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Mechanista NG is a podcast where we
talk
generally about mecha, which are like big robots, and we sort of do it from a design. We talk about the aesthetics and their place in the setting of whatever, thing or whatever. But we also allow for listener requests. And for a while, people were like, I want to hear about this Gundam. I want to hear about this condom. Condom.
Whoa!
What is with my mouth today?
Can we? Okay. We'll have to do a condom review episode.
I don't know how I would do that. And one day, we got a listener request, and someone was like, you should talk about the Honda Civic. I was like, sure, okay. I get to the sort of show now. It's fine. But, yeah. So, Nick, I have a reveal for you.
No.
On any other podcast, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing this.
Right.
But,
right.
In 22 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch to Discord Mobile, which is why we have Craig in here today. Mm-hmm. We should have it every time, but I made sure to be sure. Okay. So I could run and see if my rice is done, because I need to unplug the rice cooker when it's done. Don't worry, y'all will come with me.
You don't have a knife? I thought you had like a fancy rice cooker. No?
Oh, no. I've got an old... I mean...
Ah, I see.
I don't want to say shitty. I want to say low in features.
Lo-fi. Old. Yeah.
But like, it's done
simplistic.
It's done its job, right? It's been a reliable motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah. It's not gonna explode like my fancy Zojirushi did because of a
really
browser. Remember, this was a while ago. Maybe I didn't talk about it. Let's quickly go to our first segment. Let's hit the correct one? Home Improvements of New Earth. I even got the right one.
Defend this tower. Condor has been slain. Grand Mutant Slime has been slain. One of your structures is under attack. Zorgath has been slain. Quad kill.
You need to tell me if you ever start doing some like gardening at home,
because
we can just modify the bumper, Defend this flower. Hydrangea has been slain. Daisy has been slain.
Hydrangea. Or hydrangea.
One of your flower beds is under attack.
Just are there Plants vs. Zombies like things that would be useful there? Clips from that game? No.
I don't know that they talk very much in those games.
Okay, yeah, it's been a long time since I played PvZ, as they call it.
They do actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, that is the accepted nomenclature.
See, PvZ to me is Protoss versus Zerg in StarCraft. So.
Sure.
In the House of New Earth, I don't know if I've complained about this in the recent podcast. I've had another casualty of my power service, which has been notoriously like bad over the years in terms of power surges. Years ago, my Zojirushi rice cooker, it's like a very nice rice cooker, is almost never plugged in. I these days even keep it in a drawer, but it just happened to have been plugged in overnight one time, and there was a power surge, and it basically fried it. Like, it overvolted it, destroyed the logic board. It was very sad. Well, that happened with my nice coffee grinder too. So for like over a month now, I've been without a coffee grinder. And the same exact thing happened. There's a surge protection like component on it, basically, that exploded. And it fried, it vaporized the copper traces on the board and blew up the thing that's supposed to protect from overvoltages. I don't understand. Like, this is the same thing that's killed my thermostat before. Like, the capacitor exploded many years ago. It's killed it being our shitty, awful, for some reason, power service. Killed my neighbor's HVAC, another neighbor's water heater electronics. Like, I don't understand how this keeps happening. I need to, like, look into whole house surge protection features and stuff like that. I think there's breakers you can get that might help, but I don't know.
Do you have a good impression of the lead singer of the band Bare Naked Ladies?
Hey, it's Ben.
There we go. Okay, thanks.
It's Ben too.
Surge, since you looked at me, I don't know.
Yep,
but you said something that made me think of that. I don't remember.
Burning down the house.
That's not Bare Naked Ladies.
But now you kind of want to hear it, don't
you? Anyway. I really do.
Whoa, Joe.
Or I want to hear the Talking Heads do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
1 week.
It's been.
I've gotten all my rage out of the patch.
Open the
now
door
I'm just trying to be happy.
Well, it works.
Because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time. I need something to be mad at. And now that I have the patch of the end, it's
we should probably like escalate and like impact here, right? We should go lighter and then go harder, right?
Right. Yeah, you crescendo.
Okay. Of my two drinks here, so we'll start with another ocean bomb. I did manage to. I went to a Japanese market today, my favorite Japanese market. I needed to get some things for some cooking I'm doing. And so I got the ocean bomb flavor that I wanted and didn't have before. Not necessarily the flavor, I guess the can, right?
Right.
Because this is the Sailor Jupiter, aka Makoto, who is my favorite Sailor Moon character. Mm. And the flavor is cucumber. I'm not sure that part is what I wanted, but.
Japanese
I guess
cucumber
we'll see.
Soda. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how this is going to taste.
Get up to the crack and then. Okay, that smells like cucumber with a little bit of
that's a good sign.
Sugar behind it.
Maybe.
You know? Go ahead and take a sip here. Oh, that's weird. That's weird, gang. So recently, I went over to my parents for Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by went over to, I mean, you know, outside of my room and down the hall a couple blocks. But anyway, we don't talk about that. I pay rent, all right? I pay my bills. And they were like, oh, we went to go shopping and they were out of, you know, sparkling apple cider. But we went to Trader Joe's and we got sparkling apple drink.
Sparkling apple drink.
And I'm like, huh, what would be the difference here? Mm-hmm. And the difference is, this is something that I've heard... Austin Walker described this as the experience of Apple Snapple, that I don't know that I've ever had. Apple Snapple is a good, that feels good to say.
It does.
Where it tastes somewhat of apple, but more than that, it tastes like the experience of biting the apple. You get the initial like wave of like a little bit of bitterness from the skin and sort of like the yeah. grassiness forward, and then it turns into the apple flavor in a way that's very, it's weird. Huh. It tastes juicy in a way that is strange and fucked up. Right?
There's some chemical magic, I'm sure. Yeah.
And in a similar way, I've had things that were flavored with cucumber or flavored after cucumber before. I have never had the experience of the seeds.
Seeds.
It's not texturally, but you can taste the there's like a note that hits and passes where it's like the seeds are going across your tongue before you're tasting the main cucumber body. What?
Is it like bitter or
it's like bitter and like I guess like earthy watery, yeah, and then it turns into just cucumber flavor water. But it's just like a hit right up front and then it turns into normal cucumber flavor. I have no problem finishing this shouldn't exist, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
How strange. Is every time I get it. Yeah.
Sweet?
A little. I mean, it's mostly like sugar to offset the natural bitterness, I would say.
Right.
It's an 11.1 ounce drink with 11 grams of sugar. So there's enough sugar in here. Not as much as a normal soda, right? But like...
Right.
Yeah, I think it offsets the bitterness of the flavor and also of the carbon dioxide. It's not just seltzer. Right, yes.
Right.
But I have another soft drink here that I was looking and I was like, can I get a bottle of CC Lemon, right?
CC?
You're unfamiliar with CC Lemon is famous.
Crowd Control Lemon.
CC Lemon is a famous Japanese soft drink that is lemon flavored. It's very popular. I could only find gigantic bottles of it for like $5, like huge ones. And I was like, I don't want that much. And then my eyes fell on this interesting product here. This is a drink from a company in Osaka, Japan, called Hatakosen is the company. Their slogan, happiness, just for you. And the drink itself is called Chandelier Sean Mary Red. Here is the outer packaging, because it comes in a bag. This happens sometimes with Japanese drinks, because their laws and regulations around like packaging are different. And so, like, they're not going to have nutrition facts on the bottle a lot of the time. So you have this packaging outside. I've mostly seen this on, like, Japanese mayo, for instance. Yes, and if I pull it up...
Chandelier Shaman.
Wow! I've never seen, like, mass-produced drink where the bottle just looks like, this is crazy. It's not going to seem that crazy. This is just because I'm a weirdo about this shit. But, like, like, I haven't removed anything. This is just what it looks like.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just a pure bottle.
Uh-huh. It has Shan Mary inscribed on it, like raised glass letters on both sides.
Embossed.
Yes. Well, I guess embossed, sure. Has this really elaborate looking top. I'm hoping I just twist it.
Yeah, this top is... Seems
oh my god!
But... Uh-oh.
Did you not hear that?
No.
This is like... pressurized like champagne. That was like a gunshot. Oh yeah, the package has a warning about the... It's in Japanese, but it has a warning about the top. All right, well.
Was it a twist off?
Yeah, it was a twist, but like at a certain point, you feel that it starts to like the bottle starts to help you a little bit, and then it just goes bang. I still had it in my hand. You know, I didn't like... I'm not like a fucking amateur. There's not foam everywhere or anything, but...
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, you
know
what?
That makes sense why the cap is so big.
Let me look at this and... I didn't consider something, right?
The following.
And even if this is a problem, it's probably not a real problem. I think this is probably cranberry flavored by the smell. I'm hoping there's no grapefruit in here, because occasionally that happens and that fucks with my medications, but...
I don't know any French, but this doesn't mean anything, right? This is just...
I mean, it looks like it has cranberries on the label if you look at that.
Okay.
Shan Mary is a carbonated non-alcoholic drink, kid-friendly alternative to wine or champagne. Okay. I know this because I'm looking at from sugoimart.com, $25 for a bottle of this shit. I didn't pay $25 fucking dollars for this.
I mean,
like
you are looking at a Demon Slayer one if you're looking at
it. It's true, I am.
So no, it's the brand.
I mean, you've got Inosuke, the most popular character of Demon Slayer, right there. And not only that, he's showing you his armpits. So that's just kinky shit right there. Yep. Be censored on Korean television. Let me see. It's definitely cranberry. That's very nice. It is not heavily carbonated, despite the bang there, which you would really think, right? Or it's like, the carbonation is very gentle, maybe. Like, there's plenty of it, but it doesn't have a very strong attack. It's just constantly present. And yeah, I think there's a little bit of other fruit juice in here. It's a primarily a cranberry flavor. It's very mellow. It's very nice. This is lovely. I would get this again.
Is it different than, like, just cider? Or
it's very cider-esque. That's a good comparison. It is more like a sparkling cider than it is like a soda.
Gotcha. Yeah, what I'm seeing from online, you know, as you said, it's like a champagne alternative, or, you know, soft champagne, basically. A soft drink because it's not hard liquor, as we mm-hmm. noticed a few episodes.
Our astonishing discovery.
A thing that, for, I don't know why, but normally, like, at, I guess, Christmas or something, we'll get, like, my family will get some gin, or at least we used to. When, you know, like, we were younger, not of drinking age. Cranberry ginger ale, I believe?
Sure.
For, I don't know why. Or, you know, I'll normally try to get, like, a nice sparkling cider or something like that. The I literally have one in my fridge. I forget, you know, there's a fancy brand or whatever. It seems like that type of thing. It's like, oh, for a classy, fun time.
I have to, the ethanol. From their official website, here, I found this particular product, and I was like, maybe the description will enlighten me as to Shanmary. I looked at a few other unofficial sources, and they're all drinks with, like, other flavors, and they say melding, you know, like, the crispness of apple with the refreshing taste of cranberry. And I'm like, I don't know what cranberry, or Shanmary. I'm like, I don't know what Shanmary is. I came here to find out what Shanmary is. So I went to the source, and this is what it says. I imagined a Christmas tree.
Is this like a Google Translate?
Yeah, this is the thing? Google Translate plugin.
The okay. Uh-huh. Imagine a Christmas tree. Yeah, I'm seeing there's somebody in a blog who said they went. I went into a 7-Eleven near my apartment to fetch some sweets. Then I found it. Shanmary. Shanmary was fun not when we drank it, but when we opened up the rubber top. It made a sound, quote unquote, pop, and the top flew to everywhere. It created some unique atmosphere. We will drink Shanmary tomorrow.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. This is just nice.
Huh.
What have you got?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, I have some things that are going to be nice here. I was doing my browsing. It's been a while since I really took a serious look at the dreaded energy drink, I guess, section vaguely of the local Harris Teeter. And well, I didn't realize this when I initially picked it up, but what I've got here is, I don't really know what the name is. It's possibly Alani or Kim Aid. This is Kim Aid by Kim K, I believe. Kim,
no, it's Alani. I've seen Alani. Yeah.
This is Alani. Okay. Manufactured for Alani Nutrition LLC in Louisville.
The flavor you have, I assume, is Kim Aid.
What do you think Kim Aid is? So for the listener, it is a, like, iridescent pink can with some very bubbly, like, inflated balloon text.
I'm gonna take a big swing.
It's got
here.
Some juice marks.
I'm gonna say this is like a pink grapefruit lemonade.
Ooh, pink grapefruit lemonade. You know, that would be kind of pleasantly surprising. Let's see, what are we working with? I won't read the ingredients, but it does say vegan, biotin, B6 and B12, gluten-free, 200 milligrams of caffeine, so they are not fucking around here.
Wow.
I won't spoil myself by reading anything else. I'm gonna go ahead, let me check the expiration date here. Best by 06/24/25, so, you know, I've got a few years. Let's go ahead and get this. Okay, it's in the form factor of a Red Bull can, in that the diameter is slightly smaller, though it is longer, or, like, taller than your normal Red Bull. Mm. So, okay, I'm getting. It smells very sweet. I'm getting kind of like pink lemonade, maybe. Obviously, I'm being influenced by the color and name. But yeah, that fake lemon scent. I wonder what makes pink lemonade, because it's like a distinctly different type of artificial lemon.
I believe, kind of. I mean, what I've been told is that pink lemonade is mostly just stronger lemonade.
Oh, interesting.
I do think they use different components, but it's mostly to indicate, like, hey, this is, you know.
This is some serious shit. All right, done that. Whoa. Oh, you know, six, I think. I think you nailed it.
Damn.
I think there's some grapefruit in here. Oh, yeah, for sure. There it is. Wow. It's been a while since I've had, like, grapefruit.
I was just thinking, like, Kim Kardashian, like, sort of, like, high society stuff. Grapefruit in mixed drinks is, like, a real thing. If she was British, I would have guessed passion fruit. But America knows that passion fruit's fucking disgusting, so.
Do we?
It's less popular. It's less popular.
It is definitely less popular.
The UK loves passion fruit for some fucking reason.
So it's got a lot of carbonation for sure. It's very nice, nice and cold here. Very, very sweet. Like, more than lemonade sweet. Oh, let's go ahead. I don't think there's anything wait. Oh, god damn it. It is zero sugar. I can't believe I didn't even notice.
Wow.
That's why it felt so sweet. They've printed the ingredients vertically, so excuse me if I get away from the mic here a little bit, so I don't.
Please excuse Nick's dope ass swag.
Exactly. Carbonated water, citric acid, natural and artificial flavor, taurine, sodium citrate, L-theanine, caffeine, Panax ginseng root extract, potassium sorbate preservative, sodium benzoate preservative, sucralose. There it is. L-carnitine tartrate. Vegetable juice for color, acesulfame, potassium, niacinamide, inositol, so it also has sugar alcohol, glucuronolactone, that's a new one, salt, interesting, it's just a salt,
oh.
D-calcium pantothenate, guarana seed extract, vitamin B5, biotin, and vitamin B12. Salt. I've never seen just salt. Normally they'll say, like, you know, potassium chloride or sodium chloride.
I haven't seen this one before on my Shanmary Red here. Ingredients. Carbonated water. Sugar. High fructose starch syrup. And then, flavor. It just says flavor.
Flavor.
Not even like natural artificial. It's like, the flavor. It's like, wait, what?
Toast. Corn syrup. I'm trying to see if starch syrup is just like a translation thing. I think it is.
It probably is.
Yeah. 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 Well, I got a glass, so I might as well pour it out. Okay, so it is a very light pink color. The can is metal and it's iridescent, but it kind of closely matches the can. This is some it looks like pink lemonade. Let's hold it up to the screen.
I'm a few hours late on my meds, but I'm going to take them with Shanmary Red.
I'm sure that's what the doctor intended.
Ooh. I would say it's just what the doctor ordered.
Exactly. Do-do-do-do. It's just what the doctor ordered. Yeah, very pink. Let's see if I get anything else on the nose here. Once we decant.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Right.
That's intensely pink.
Yeah, like, this was very intentionally pink color, especially for something that, like, normally someone wouldn't decant. I'm kind of surprised.
That's like Danganronpa blood pink.
You're not wrong. No, it's just very intense. You don't really smell the grapefruit. Not that I'm good at picking out grapefruit smell. Yeah, it smells a lot like a zero sugar, you know, artificially sweetened to hell energy drink with a strong hit of pink lemonade. It's not. I don't feel the need to have any more.
The need for speed?
I'll say that. I don't feel the need. The need for team? Team?
The need for mead.
The need for mead. I do feel the need for mead, really.
Yeah, that was a transition. That was a setup for you. Let's talk about the mead you've been drinking.
I haven't been drinking any mead.
This has been Need for Mead.
This has been Need for Mead. I, you know, here, while we're here. Sorry, I have to cleanse the palate here, obviously, because I have something, you know, I made sure I was going to have something that's actually drinkable. I saw this at the store the other day for a not too unreasonable price. I've got one of my favorite
scotch. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh boy. Six is going to be joining us from the road, and by the road, I mean the phone, because the rice is ready. Six currently getting up. Be booting into Discord Mobile. There you are.
Shit, it's not ready yet, but it looks really close. I'll just stand here. Go ahead.
Okay, you might need to do some fluffing. I've got one of my favorite scotches here, but it's the Glencadam 15-year version. The normal, I believe, is 12 or 10, and they sell an in-between one.
Okay.
This is the oldest one I've ever had from them. I've had some a little bit ago, but it's been a while. So I'm not sure I remember. Let's see. Aged 15 years, the rather dignified Highland single malt Scotch whiskey. Opened in 1825, just 1 year after distilling on a larger scale was legalized, the Glencadam Distillery continues to produce its rather delicate single malt Scotch whiskey in the same fashion as it did in 1825. I like this Glencadam series because it's unchill filtered with no like natural color. So I try to, you know, support that and stuff. It's very nice. It's got a bunch of blurbs of text on the back. You can see posted in our Discord, link in the description. It's got some tasting notes here. I'll do my own, and then I'll read the real ones. I'm going to go ahead and pop this sucker open. Let's see how much of a good sound I can get here of the cork for six. To accuse me of being fake. I'll take a picture. You can see it's got a lovely color to it. You see I've had some. All right, let's go. That was very gentle.
Strangling.
There's a lot of squeaking.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Go ahead and pour it into my little whiskey glass here.
It says, try soundboard on mobile. I mean, if I must.
Oh, no. No. Do not try soundboard on mobile. People are like, Nick, do you feel, you know, encroached upon, or, you know, you feeling defensive from the new Discord soundboard feature? And I'm like, listen, no. These people, they don't understand. You've got to pay, you know, you got to have Nitro or whatever. No. No. Yeah, these are all great. In the Greg team Discord, one of them has stolen booty, so other people can booty. Say booty now, but you know, I've got my powers.
I only got Discord Nitro this month. I didn't realize I would let me use everyone's soundboards, including servers I don't actually use. And so like I don't know what's gonna happen when I hit this. So that's what happened when I hit that.
That's what happens, yeah. Yeah, if I scroll through all these things that are grayed out for me, because I guess I don't have the right type of Nitro. Yeah, there's a lot here. The Kisa B Discord has a lot of miscellaneous ones. Well, that was pleasant for everybody.
Very oral sensation. What is this? This rice looks really fucking done. Come on, can you pop already? Stupid rice cooker.
Don't stop till it pops. All right, here, I'll go ahead. I'll take a lovely picture of it in the glass. So it's a rather, let's see, got a good reference here. There you go. The Glencadam, it tends to be very clear, as it says, delicate. It's not peated at all, which just means it's not smoky, which is nice. I think this one is a little more golden. Like, it's not much darker. You know, like, they don't add any color. Mm-hmm. But because it's older, you know, more concentrated, more evaporated. I forgot to say it's 46%, so it's very much, you know, cask strength, as they say.
Sure. That's what I always say.
Let's get the nose. It smells lovely. You get, like, a little bit of a light caramel. You get, like, very light roastiness. It's very drinkable and delicate, as they say. If I look at the real things. Color, pale gold, sure. Nose, salty notes with balance of sweetness. Delicate, elegant, and charming. It's, yes, elegant, sure. It's, I don't know. It's just kind of like green or like amber grass and very inviting. It's not like my the Nick Offerman Lagavulin that I still have, where if I open it from across the room, you can smell that I've opened like a smoke bomb in my kitchen.
Gotcha.
It's really something. All right. So this will definitely need some water, but I'll go ahead and have some without diluting.
How long does rice take?
So, yeah. How long has your rice been in there?
A little over half an hour.
I mean, that seems reasonable. How much rice is it?
2 cups of short grain white.
Yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable.
Anyway, tell us about
it. Depends on your rice cooker. But... So I can definitely tell I need to go back and dilute it because I was getting that like tingling on my tongue because I think they say over like 30% alcohol, like it tends to anesthetize your taste buds or like overrides, you know, the ethanol stuff. But what I get, it's still very like light, like very pale gold roastiness. There's a little bit of like floral quality to the roastedness, and that it's just, I don't know, it's like a spring, it's very light. Maybe like this doesn't sound good, but like golden raisin, I guess.
I mean, golden raisin,
like in terms of the sweetness, I love golden raisin. It's not like that intense, but it's like a very dilute smokes, not roasted golden raisin. All right,
okay.
Oh, this is gonna be awful. I'm gonna spill everywhere. Hey, I didn't. Okay. Add a little here.
Add a little bit.
It definitely smells stronger. Add a little bit.
You know, I've actually had a better time. I've been able to taste like the alcohol part less and less.
Oh, interesting.
Because, so when you came to visit, one of the things you did is you bought a thing of a bourbon, of Angel's Envy bourbon, right?
That's right. On your recommendation. Yeah. Well, vaguely.
Vaguely, yeah. And there was a period of like, well, I mean, you know, obviously you left it here. And there was a period where I was doing a lot of work during, you know, Black Friday type periods, right? Very stressful. And yeah. I'd come home and I'd be like, shit, I forgot to buy my stupid girly drinks again. Well, I suppose I can have some Angel Envy. And my palate has finally started to adjust.
Wow. Yeah, because you classically liked scotch, right?
I like bourbon best, but it really is mostly just a stupid, like, I can barely tell the difference between any of this shit, and, like...
You might as well.
I might as well go for the one that seems the most hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're getting some use out of that. It better not be there, you know, when I make my way back.
Yeah, don't worry.
Let's see. On the palate, it says that I'm supposed to be getting cut grass juiciness with mouth-watering malty signature, restrained sweetness caressed by soft oak. And on the finish, it says it is medium length, oak balancing sweeter characteristics with malty reprise. Why does anybody listen to this podcast?
I think
I would never come
probably
up
is going to be cut grass juiciness malty signature.
Hi, this is Gabe Newell. Malty signature.
Oh, malty. I thought it was multi, like multiply. Oh. I was like, what the fuck
no,
are
sorry.
You talking about?
What is multi? I mean, oh, it's a very... Oh, there's a lot going on. We've got some cut grass, sort of the juiciness with multiple signatures going on in the background.
Several John Hancocks.
And then is that an Alexander Graham Bell? That's the wrong Alexander. What are you doing in here? What if Alexander Graham Bell signed the Declaration of Independence?
Just like after the fact.
He just like walks up, takes out a pen. I thought I just might as well put my John Hancock.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. We got there. Fuck it,
I don't know where we got to.
I'm just there. It's been done for a while. I just misread the light. God damn it. All right. That makes more sense. Well, so it dries.
So what are you going to do here? Are you going to unplug it? Do you fluff it and then put the lid back on? Or
in this particular instance, what I'm doing is I am spreading it thinly over parchment paper.
Oh.
So that it will dry out and be as though it were like rice that had been kept in the fridge and is somewhat stale. So that I
can making fried rice.
I'm making kimchi fried rice later.
Oh my god. Sounds delicious.
It's really fucking good. Ow. This is hot.
Ooh, that's hot. Six, can we get a picture of that rice for the Discord for the viewers?
I'm done spreading, which will be very soon. I will
spread a little bit. Well, that's excellent. I guess, you know, while we're talking house things, I might as well go back to why can I not remember the name of segments while scrolling? Home Improvements of New Earth. And we'll have to use the original bumper now. Just to suffer. My house is six. You know, winter. When does winter start? Winter starts December 21st. What? No, that's the winter solstice. Is that when we consider winter to have begun?
I guess.
Wait, Quora says meteorological winter begins on December 1st.
Oh, Google. Okay, you know what? This isn't Google's fault. This one's on me. I'm going to go ahead and post a little picture of what I accidentally Googled because my brain is doing good.
There's some nice rice there.
Thank you.
When does wind start?
I was like, Google, this isn't helpful. What's wrong with you, stupid?
Well, let's just say by the time this episode comes out, it'll be December, and winter has sprung! It's the holiday team spirit. And I've got my wood stove going for a few times here. It's been nice and chilly. I've gotten that wood stove going, pumping. My house gets so fucking hot if I don't carefully not add too much wood. Which sounds stupid, but my house was like 77 degrees the other day. It was kind of crazy when it was like 40 out. It's lovely. And for the first time, I actually have a real live dead or dying tree in my house. Posted a picture of my Christmas tree here.
It's wow.
Lovely. It may be sitting on a moving blanket temporarily because I have no tree skirt. But listen, this is a real step up in homeliness, I guess, something like that.
Sure.
I've got another spare string of lights that I'll probably like string up on the ceiling where I've got like a little open thing where a fake beam is going or something. So it's, you know, it's very cozy in here. It's great.
Nice. I don't have a picture of my tree ready, but mm-hmm. I should take that. If it were up to me, I would just get a little Charlie Brown every year, but I am overruled every year.
Are live trees a thing in California?
Oh, absolutely.
They are, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, can you grow, you had tons of, I don't know.
I mean, they have a tree farm every year, but I believe what happens is they drive them in and plant them, and they live long enough for people to buy them.
I see. Well, like, plant them and then cut them, do you have to cut them down there? Do you cut your own?
Yes.
I see, okay. That makes sense. We have real ass tree farms around here, like a surprising amount.
I mean, it's a whole, you know, industry. I know this is not what you mean. We do too. They're just not of pine trees because it's California.
I mean, listen, it probably takes like the water it takes to grow a Christmas tree is probably like what, half an almond or something? An almond?
Yeah,
fuck, almonds or something. Almonds for meat, you know.
You know what's crazy, Nicholas?
A lot of stuff.
I'm recording this from a new computer.
It sounds like we have to go to the ITE department.
Oh, fuck.
What you do at
Scanline Media
is you take
audio files
from the
podcasters
and you bring them down to the
listeners.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the
podcasters
just take them directly to the
listeners?
What? Tell me why.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because
podcasters
are not good at dealing with
listeners.
So you physically take the
audio files
from the
podcasters.
Well, no, my secretary does that, or the fax.
So then you must physically bring them to the
audience.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes. What would you say you do here?
Six.
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn
podcasters.
So the
listeners
don't have to. I have
audio
skills. I am good at dealing with
podcasters.
Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Welcome to everybody's favorite segment, the ITE department.
I mean, it gives us a nice break, right? That's mm-hmm. nice.
I got to have some whiskey.
I'm on a new computer built by the Micro Center.
Yes.
This is a G446 gaming PC with a few minor enhancements from me, aka I tucked in some more hard drives.
Stuffed some more bytes in there. I'm so happy we finally we've covered the saga. I'm so happy Six finally just has a working like PC from this decade.
And I didn't get any money back for any of that. Well, you know, I got too many M2s. I got money back for those.
Well, that's
good. Every other part I took a bath on.
Really? That's fucking crazy.
Cuz it was just like, you know, fucking who was it? Thermal Take. That's the company. Yeah. Folks, don't buy a fucking Thermal Take CPU.
PSU. Power supply.
Yes, excuse me. Power supply. Yes, power supply.
I mean,
supply
also don't buy a Thermal Take CPU. That would be...
I bet they'd be bad at that, too. For anyone who doesn't remember, I'll give the quick version, which is that I had a couple of other issues with, like, a wrong CPU being sent to me in the first place from Newegg. They sorted that out. They fixed that. Mm-hmm. Then the power supply probably burned out my mother, like, a mouse and a motherboard.
Yep.
And then I got the motherboard replaced, and I realized the problem was the power supply, so I got a new power supply, but it was the wrong power supply, so they gave me another power supply, which was also the wrong power supply, but in theory it was better.
And it was fucking
as far as, like, output, except for it actually set my motherboard on fire. And I was like, okay, all right, well, I asked them to give me my money back, and they're like, well, we can't do that. You have to talk to Newegg to do that. And Newegg's like, sure, give us back the power supply we sent you. And I'm like, I don't have it. They gave me this other power supply. It's like, okay, that's fine. Just give us the receipt from them doing that. I'm like, I drove up and they handed me a box and told me to leave. I don't have a receipt. And so I contact them and they're like, oh, Newegg wants, okay, that's fine. Just give them a receipt we gave you. I'm like, you didn't give me a receipt. I'm like, sir, we wouldn't have, and I'm like, first of all, no, sir. Anyway, they're like, sir, we wouldn't have given you anything unless we gave you receipt, bud. And I'm like, I could kill all of you. And they're like, okay, well, listen, I'm sure we'll figure this out. And you want us to refund you for the motherboard we fried, right? I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be really great. I'm like, sure, no problem. Here's this form, and you need to prove that the motherboard still works. I'm like, oh, by plugging it into a power supply? How am I supposed to do that? And they're like, and by the way, there's like a limited window for you of time for you to do this. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, fuck it. I guess I'm just taking a bath on this whole fucking thing. I need to tweet out to anyone who's going to be doing some Christmas shopping to not buy anything from Thermal Take.
I truly can't believe your luck.
And then I got this machine, a combination of site funds and a gift from my parents, you know, went 50-50 with us, basically. Mm-hmm. And I plugged in, I hit the power button, and it just turned on and worked. And I was like, oh my God, this is a miracle.
It was, I don't, listen, normally I'm always the, like, do things the hard way thing. As I've gotten older, I guess I've, like, come to appreciate, you know, your time. If things are worth stuff if you don't value your time. And it was like, okay. And, you know, we looked into it, and, like, this is, like, a brand, MicroCenter's in-house brand, basically, that we bought this pre-built from. And it's a local
and they weren't, like, for the parts, it was a pretty good price, right? Yeah. They're not charging a huge premium for building it or anything. It's like, okay.
And, like, I like to support that thing because, you know, evidently, you know, people who try to build their own shit apparently get to go through this bullshit that,
yeah,
you know,
just
you had to go
hung out to dry. Yeah. It's nice to have someone, like, be responsible for it.
Yeah. It's not that hard to build your own PC unless things don't go right. And then it's very difficult, and you need to have, like, engineering debug skills, I guess, and spare hardware, otherwise you're kind of fucked. So I, you know, yeah, support your local MicroCenter.
Yeah,
if you have one. If you don't, I'm sorry. On the other hand, your wallet thanks you.
So this is, I, part of the thing is, as folks have been like, oh man, so, like, what have you been playing with your fancy new PC? And I'm like, well, here's the thing, I had to get a new monitor, which we'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's also a very expensive season for basically everyone, because Christmas is coming up, and I've got to do a bunch of stuff for that, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I could install any games I already have. I don't tend to buy games I can't fucking run, so I don't have anything that's going to push this super hard. I'm going to try Baldur's Gate 3. What I had to try was Doom 2016, because Doom 2016 was sort of a point for me, mm-hmm. where I played some Doom 2016 on my old computer, and it had some frame rate issues, never in fights, when transitioning areas within a level, which is like, really? Okay, this is unpleasant, but fine, mm-hmm. right? But in order to get it to run okay, I had to close every other non-essential program, like, not just, like, any Windows, but, like, go into the task manager and kill processes, right, to make it run. And then it had loading screens that were, like, this is not, like, I'm not being colorful. They were 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was 2 minutes to load between levels. And I fire it up with the new thing. First of all, looks incredible. You know, spotless frame rate is as you expect. 2016, I mean, it was really good looking for 2016, but that was 7 years ago. It's not pushing this thing that hard. Really, the thing is, with the M2 drives and the amount of RAM I have and my CPU, those 2 minute load times were now about a second and a half.
The big thing I was excited for your experience was an NVMe drive, like an mm-hmm. NVMe M.2 SSD. Just like, oh, right. It's like the difference between, I don't know the actual speeds, but it's like the difference between a spinning disk hard drive and an SSD.
It's like more dramatic than that. It's more dramatic than that. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's just so
nice. There are a few other upgrades that are fun to talk about. One is the speed at which it exports things on Reaper, for instance.
Right.
That's damn fast. That's really nice. Also, here's the fun thing about my old computer is I built it myself. Mm-hmm. And I did a fine job. I think I had one thing that I had to check that, like, when I first tried to turn it on, didn't work. It didn't post, and then I fixed a cable and it posted, right? It was fine. Right. But I'm not big on, like, I'm not a very neat person, right? Mm-hmm. And my cable organization left something to be desired. All my audio for about 8 years has had more white noise than you would expect be case.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure that's why.
That's
because there's less now on this new computer.
Oh my fucking God. There's so much fucking noise in Six's track. And I've always been so confused. It's because you're shitty audio. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. Six the fucking, like, spends their life on audio. Oh, yeah. I'm very excited for this new functional upgrade to your life.
But there has been one downside that required me buying a new monitor, right? Because earlier this year, like February or something, I bought a 27-inch Acer monitor to be my, you know, and it's like a dual monitor setup. This is lovely. This is great. because I've mostly been rocking a 2004 Dell LCD monitor.
Yeah.
And I was
an oldie but a baddie.
Yeah, and as a second monitor, it has been totally great. It's honestly, it's been 19 years, and it, like, if you leave something on the screen for a while and then you change windows, it's burned in for a minute and it takes a little bit to go away, right? As like a faint image, not even enough to make you unable to see something. It's like, it's been remarkably reliable. But I went to plug it into the new thing, and I'm like, bud, no one uses these cables anymore. You can't plug this in. And it's like,
your credits are no good here.
Yeah, it's like, you don't use DVI? That stuff was cutting edge when I got this thing. So this is, okay, now we get to the part of the story that Nick doesn't know.
Oh boy.
So yesterday I had to go into work early. I had work in the evening, had an evening shift, but I also had to submit a form for cashing in some sick hours. And there's like a hard deadline on when you can do that. It's 48 hours from when you first get back to work. And I came back for a day and then had a day off. And so I was like, I have to get back to file this form, right?
We have to go back.
And so I got up and I went to the garage and the car was gone. And I was like, oh, that's fair. You know, my roommate needed it. They're entitled. Right. I just didn't realize this was going to happen. That's okay. I can ride my bike to work. I've done this before. It's not a big deal. It's not a fun ride, but you can do it, right?
Right. You've done it in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Craziness.
And I get there, and I go and I file the form. And also, while I'm there, I check my pay stub for the paycheck I'm going to be getting on Friday. I'm like, oh, great. No. Okay, I've got enough money. I could go ahead and get the new monitor now.
Oh, no.
And so I go to electronics, and the monitor is on sale. And I'm like, that's fantastic.
Oh, no.
And I buy the new monitor, and I take it out, and I open up my backpack, and I'm like, this is like twice the size of my backpack. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking was going to happen here. Oh, no. So for a little bit, I'm walking with the monitor, like, balanced on my bike. And I'm like, this is probably the least sustainable action I've ever taken. This can't be how this goes. And I'm like, I could lock my bike up at a bike rack at Jack in the Box and then call an Uber? What am I doing? and I'm like, okay, what if I take my backpack and I loosen the straps as far as they will go? And then I wedge the box for this monitor between the backpack and my back.
Welcome, Alan. Welcome,
Alan.
Alan just jumped in the Discord for a second.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. I got to change my settings over on the new computer. And so I managed to make it fit. It barely fit. I had to, like, set the backpack down on, like, a short wall and then crouch down and put my arms through. Because there, normally, when you put the backpack on, you pull the straps to the side and put your arms in. Couldn't do that. Wasn't enough give. Got my arms in, got on the bike, and it is like... So it took me about 45 minutes to get home from there. I wasn't able to ride very fast because of various conditions, including the monitor. And for 45 minutes, it's kind of like a sort of like a feeble wrestler had me in like a suppression, like a you know, what's the word I want? Yeah. Like, you know, submission hold, right? They had me in like like a torture rack or like a Boston crab for like 45 minutes. It sucked.
for reference, how long would it normally take you to bike back?
25.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, it's not like super uphill, but biking back is almost entirely uphill. So that's not great.
Yeah. This is very six, you know? I love it.
And then here's the best part of the story. This is the same monitor. I'm buying a second of the monitor I already have, right?
Uh-huh.
I get it home. I open it up and I'm like, so this has two outputs, right? It can do HDMI or it can do VGA for some fucking reason, which baffles me for a 2023 monitor. Anyway, I'm like, oh, my graphics card has four outputs, one HDMI and three DisplayPort.
So what did you do? You haven't.
I ordered a $6 cable.
Right.
that'll fix this that still hasn't arrived but should arrive today, so I could have just gotten the fucking monitor when I went to work with a car later that day. God damn it.
Well done. Well done.
Thanks. You know, I try really hard.
You do. You do.
I don't necessarily. I, that's the thing is, I do. I don't, like,
I
do so in intelligent ways or to intelligent ends, but I do work hard.
Work hard, play hard. Is there a particular game you're excited about being able to run?
Kerbal Space Program 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting into that. I also am looking forward to just stuff that I played that, like, ran like crap,
yeah,
or stuff that I was like, I don't really want to play this on my Steam Deck, like Baldur's Gate 3. You can play that on your Steam Deck, but it's like an isometric, like, you know, old Western RPG. Mm-hmm. You want a fucking mouse for that
shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You want a keyboard for all your hotkeys, you know.
Hotkeys.
Or, you know... The real thing is, this isn't something I couldn't run before, but imagine how good Total War Three Kingdoms is going to run now.
You got me thinking. I didn't do it, but I feel like I might get a graphics card soon. I have a 980. No, I have a 1660, possibly Ti, which is perfectly fine. I do run a 1440p high refresh rate monitor. I love my high refresh rate. I've been addicted ever since I tried it. And I have a special adapter because there's only one display port or possibly HDMI output. So when I got a new monitor, I had to get an adapter, a powered adapter. It's powered off a USB port, but like a powered adapter from HDMI to display port or something in order to do high refresh rate.
Sure. So,
we'll see. But I was like, oh, new hardware. Electrons. Om nom nom.
The other thing is I've been really into modding recently, like last handful of months. And the possibilities of that go way up on PC.
Yeah,
right?
That's a rabbit hole.
You can do it on Steam Deck, but it's a real pain in the ass for a lot of stuff. And so I'm looking into like mods for Baldur's Gate, mods for Elden Ring and stuff, right? I was specifically looking for a mod for Doom because I was going to stream Doom 2016 today. If I could find a mod that was like, did you ever play much Halo?
A little bit. Not much.
So you probably don't know. If I say Grunt Birthday Party, that doesn't mean anything.
No,
to you.
It does not.
It was a very famous skull, which were basically like hidden collectible modifiers you could turn on to the game, right? Okay. And this one changed it. So every time you got a headshot on the most common enemy in the game, the Grunt, confetti came out and you got to hear children going, yay! And I was hoping I could find some equivalent of that mod for Doom 2016 so I could do a stream celebrating the death of Henry Kissinger, but unfortunately I didn't find anything suitable.
I'm so sorry.
It's fun seeing what modding communities care about.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's being horny, right? That's the most popular thing. But even then, the way in which they're horny is really telling, right?
It's very high effort, or it tends to be very high effort, I feel.
Well, like, so Elden Ring modding is, like, rebalance stuff, borrowing NPC appearances, and then just, like, making sure every outfit in the game shows off your tits but also gives you huge muscles. And I'm like, huh. You're like, no, you need to have an 8-pack when your boobs are out. And I'm like, listen, I guess you're the expert, not me.
Well, there's nothing in the rulebook that says... something.
And then, you know, like, Total War has some incredible mods, but a lot of the mods, and I'm not saying these ones aren't incredible, they're just not what I'm looking for, are, like, more historically accurate spears. I'm like, all
right,
buddy.
Right.
Good for you.
That's the beauty of, like, the PC gaming and the modding and stuff. It's like, all this stuff you're like, nobody would ever make money off this, or nobody would ever convince someone to pay them to eventually make money off of this type of shit. It's just, you know, just people being people. Weirdos. Like us.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the thing, I mean, I've talked about it on other podcasts before, but the thing that's wonderful about the Total War Three Kingdoms modding scene, it is just, there is a type of guy that exists, which is the Romance of the Three Kingdoms nut. It has existed long before, it's existed for literally hundreds of years, right? because it's one of the great Chinese novels, and it has a huge, and so you get these people who are like, okay, sure, you have this, but like, do you have like the, I need an example. I can't just randomly say things, right? That would be
imagine randomly saying things on a podcast.
But it's like, do you have, it's like, do you have like the, you know, Yuan Shu, does he have at this point of this, like at this point of the timeline, does he have the accurate like officers on his side? Okay, well, in the south of Wu, can you get Lady Truo, the like Vietnamese hero of legend? Okay, we've got Lu Bu in this game, but can you get his daughter Lu Ji? Does she have unique art? And you're like, God bless you guys. This rules.
Does she have unique art?
If you get the add-on, make them unique. Yes, she does. You want to see her?
I do.
Okay. Here is Lady Trio. You may think her design. No, listen.
Yeah.
You need to understand the historical myths about this lady, which is that, and I'm sorry, folks, this is historic. This is not historical fact, as in this is a fact of history. This is a fact of how the stories of this lady were told, was that her boobs were so long she flipped them over her shoulders like a cape. This is actually a pretty conservative design.
It's a real missed opportunity. What a shame. Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing, the stuff that they squeeze in.
The stuff
in.
Of legends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Six, do you think we've about squeezed in everything we're going to squeeze in here?
I mean, no, but, you know, for the purposes of your question, yes.
Okay. Was that just a random poll? You're going to see what it did.
I mean, I know what that one does. That one's one of the scanline ones. I know what all the scanline ones do.
See, sorry, I don't use the Discord soundboard. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's, you know, when I've got...
How do you think Craig records those? Do you think Craig assigns them to me or assigns them to the server?
I mean, it plays through you, so I'm pretty sure if I mute you...
That's true.
You know, hopefully it's the same thing.
That's probably true.
I would assume.
Okay, fair enough.
Craig knows best. Just like Craig knows, we're going to Fan Fiction Corner! I was trying to remember, and I'm scrolling. When we last left Carmilla, the great classic, the main character and Carmilla had just talked kind of for the first time.
How do you know that that's Carmilla? She won't have introduced herself for another, like, six paragraphs.
And so now we come to chapter 4. It was a very iambic chapter. God, before. iambic chamber. The floor was very rough.
It's a very iambic chamber.
This is very...
We're not reading this whole chapter. This is too long.
But, oh, of course not. Chapter 4, Her Habits, A Saunter. I told you that I was charmed with her in most particulars.
There were some that did not please me so much. So well, damn it. Fuck. For such a simple sentence, and I fucked it up. There were some that did not please me so well.
She was above the middle height of women. I shall begin by describing her.
I love... You're like, she was slightly above average height. I guess I'll describe her.
Yeah, I was like...
Okay. She was slender and wonderfully graceful, except that her movements were languid, very languid indeed. There was nothing in her appearance to indicate an invalid. Her complexion was rich and brilliant, her features were small and beautifully formed, her eyes large, dark, and lustrous, her hair was quite wonderful. I never saw hair so magnificently thick and long when it was down about her shoulders. I have often placed my hands under it and laughed with wonder at its weight. It was exquisitely fine and so soft, and in a color of very rich, dark brown.
Oh, you found
with
me.
Something of gold. I love to let it down, tumbling with its own weight, as, in her room, she lay back in her chair talking in a sweet low voice. I used to braid and fold it and spread it out to play with it. Heavens! If I had but known all.
This is a very strange scene. She's describing some fucking Rapunzel shit in here. I said there were particulars which did not please me. I have told you that her confidence won me the first night I saw her, but I found that she exercised with respect to herself, her mother, her history, everything in fact connected with her life, plans, and people, an ever wakeful reserve. I dare say I was unreasonable. Perhaps I was wrong. I dare say I ought to have respected the solemn injunction laid upon my father by the stately lady in black velvet. But curiosity is a restless and unscrupulous passion, and no one girl can endure with patience that hers should be baffled by another. What harm could it do anyone to tell me what I so ardently desired to know? Had she no trust in my good sense or honor? Why would she not believe me when I assured her so solemnly that I would not divulge one syllable of what she told me to any mortal breathing?
Well, because there are some immortals that...
Please continue the next sentence.
There was a coldness, it seemed to me, beyond her years, in her smiling, melancholy, persistent refusal to afford me the least ray of light.
Slightly lightheaded now. I cannot say we quarreled upon this point, for she would not quarrel upon any. It was, of course, very unfair of me to press her, very ill-bred, but I really could not help it, and I might just as well have let it alone.
It's one of those things where it's like, I mean, this is just how language was used at the time, but it's like, oh, you know, I was being very rude. It's because my parents had shitty genes. It's like,
it's because of my chromosomes. Okay.
What she did tell me amounted, in my unconscionable estimation, to nothing.
It was all summed up in three very vague disclosures. By the way, these are the line breaks that they... The line breaks are very interesting, shall we say, in this story sometimes.
I don't know. It's the style. First, her name was Carmilla.
Second, her family was very ancient and noble.
Third, her home lay in the direction of the west.
Not to the west, but in the direction of the west. She would not tell me the name of her family, nor their armorial bearings, nor the name of their estate, nor even that of the country they lived in.
You are not to suppose that I worried her incessantly on these subjects. I watched opportunity and rather insinuated than urged my inquiries. Once or twice, indeed, I did attack her more directly. But no matter what my tactics, utter failure was invariably the result. Reproaches and caresses were all lost upon her, but I must add this, that her evasion was conducted with so pretty a melancholy and deprecation that with so many and even passionate declarations of her liking to me and trust in my honor, and with so many promises that I should at last know all, that I could not find it in my heart long to be offended with her.
She used to place her pretty arms about my neck, draw me to her, and, laying her cheek to mine, murmur with her lips near my ear. Dearest, your little heart is wounded. Think me not cruel because I obey the irresistible law of my strength and weakness. If your dear heart is wounded, my wild heart bleeds with yours. In the rapture of my enormous humiliation, I live in your warm life, and you shall die, sweetly die, into mine. I cannot help it. As I draw near to you, you in turn will draw near to others, and learn the rapture of that cruelty which yet is love. So, for a while, seek to know no more of me and mine, but trust me with all your loving spirit.
This is not a dunk necessarily on Nick. I guess it's on both of us, right? Uh-huh. Where it's like, if someone establishes a voice, it's best if they do it in like two quick sentences. Because if we have more than that, the target moves a
lot.
It
really does. I just wasn't... Just don't open your mouth. My mouth was closed almost all the way the entire time.
And when she had spoken such a rhapsody, she would press me more closely in her trembling embrace, and her lips in soft kisses gently glowing upon my cheek.
Her agitations and her language were unintelligible to me.
From these foolish embraces, which were not of very frequent occurrence, I must allow, I used to wish to extricate myself, but my energies seemed to fail me. Her murmured words sounded like a lullaby in my ear, and soothed my resistance into a trance, from which I only seemed to recover myself when she withdrew her arms.
In these mysterious moods, I did not like her. I experienced a strange, tumultuous excitement that was pleasurable ever and anon, mingled with a vague sense of fear and disgust. I had no distinct thoughts about her while such scenes lasted, but I was conscious of a love growing into adoration and also of abhorrence. This I know is paradox, but I can make no other attempt to explain the feeling.
I now write after an interval. I now write after an interval of more than 10 years with a trembling hand, with a confused and horrible recollection of certain occurrences and situations in the ordeal through which I was unconsciously passing, though with a vivid and variance of the main current of my story.
But, I suspect, in all lives there are certain emotional
into each
scenes,
life in some rain must fall.
Those in which our passions have been most wildly and terribly roused, that are of all others the most vaguely and dimly remembered. Oh, language.
Sometime after an hour of apathy, my strange and beautiful companion would take my hand and hold it with a fond pressure, renewed and again, blushing softly, gazing into my face with languid and burning eyes, and breathing so fast that her droves rose and fell with tumultuous respiration. It was like the ardor of a lover. That's how stupid. I would describe Nick right so now. It embarrassed me, that's true. It was hateful and yet overpowering, and with glowing eyes she drew me to her, and her hot lips traveled along my cheek in kisses.
I want your hot lips.
And she would whisper almost in sobs,
"You are mine. You shall be mine. You are.
This is Gabe Noah.
You and I are one forever."
Not sure this is
the voice. I don't remember the voice. I just remember you saying not to open my mouth.
That's good.
Then she had thrown herself back in the chair with her small hands over her eyes, leaving me trembling.
Small hands. "Are we related?" I used to ask. "What can you mean by all this? I remind you, perhaps, of someone who you love, but you must not. I hate it. I don't know you. I don't know myself when you look so and talk so."
She used to sigh at my vehemence, then turn away and drop my hand. We should stop it there because it's very funny to have her be like, "I will own you." And our protagonist is like, I don't understand. Are you saying we're related? And she's like, "Ah, you're so stupid."
"I'm a fucking vampire." Well, you know, Six lambasted me originally for not knowing what the story was. At least now I can see that it is, in fact, quite lesbian.
But what about the vampire part? You figure that out yet?
The blood thing. There was one thing, like, her chest hurt or something. There was, like, marks or something. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it was, like, a fucking ghost, and she's marked or something.
Teeth marks, yep. That's what ghosts do, is they bite your boobs.
That's.
I think that's a mod I saw for Baldur's Gate 3.
And it all ties back to Six, where can people find you in real life?
You can find me in Claremont, California. But if that seems like too much hassle, you can find me on Twitter or co-host at SixDetmar, SaxDetmar. My DMs are open for any questions, comments, or listener feedback.
Or concerns.
No, I don't care if you're concerned.
I don't care if you're concerned.
If you're not, honestly, tell me if you're not concerned. That would weird me out.
Yeah.
You can also find my work and the work of many of my compatriots over at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. That's where you can listen to Battle Crow. Our last episode sucked, but usually it's pretty good.
It didn't even suck. It was just not good.
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
What about you, Nick?
You can find me over on the Wager.
Where can people find you in real life?
Oh, you can find me in Maryland, the home of the crabs. Just shake a crab in the air like you just don't care.
Honestly, I guess it would be closer if I said I lived in LA County and you said you lived in Maryland. That's about the same amount of real estate.
It's free real estate, though, you know. It's fake estate. It's paid fake estate. It's Pakistan.
Hi. This is Gabe Newell.
Hi, Gabe.
Your house is very lovely.
Well, thank you. Gabe, can I get you anything to drink or to eat? We got water, some milk, some 7-Up, some Mountain
Hi.
Dew.
Hi, this is Gabe Newell. You are mine. Hi, Gabe. Yeah. You shall be mine. You and I are going forever.
You know, some part of me hopes that Gabe Newell's a vampire, you know?
Email me if your little heart is wounded.
We'll see your little heart next time. Is this anything?
Peace.
Out.